Well, but this is going to be, we need two entire lectures, the third and the fourth, to analyze it. In general, one can say America has perfect disestablishment and a very religious, competitive, pluralistic market. Hundreds of denominations, a majority, 51-52% Protestants, but Protestants, hundreds of them, and then other Christians, Catholic and Eastern Christian, and then religions from all over the world, Jews and Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims, etc., etc.
刚才，
Also, America has very high belief. Over 90% of the population believe in God. Very high practice. Over 50% go regularly, take regularly part in religious services, and very high affiliation. 80% have some religious affiliation.
同时，美国有几个方面，它的表现是特别强。比方说，美国人的信仰，这个普遍性方面相当高，有90%的美国人相信宗教信仰。那么有51%的人是经常是去教堂的，另外还有80%的人是属于固定的一个教会。
Actually, I will give you on lecture 3 and 4. We'll distribute tables, a table on American religiosity and a table on European religiosity, and you will see the contrast.
事实上，我们在第三讲、第四讲里头，卡斯诺瓦教授就已经附上了表儿，这个表清楚地说明就是美国的宗教分布情况以及欧洲的情况。Yes,
and we will spend a lot of time. Europe has, on the average, only 50% of the population in Europe believe in God, but in some countries, more than 80%, in some countries, less than 20%. Every European country, with the exception of Ukraine, has either monopolistic or oligopolistic religious markets.
在欧洲的很多的不同国家，除了乌克兰以外，他们都是或者是寡占，或者是独占的一个宗教市场。
So you have always one single national church to which the majority of the population belong or belong in the past.
所以你或者只有一个宗教，在这个国家里面，大多数人口都相信这个国教。Or two.
You have biconfessional. Germany, Holland, Switzerland have two churches, and then a small religious minority.
或者是有时候就只有两个宗教，两个正式承认宗教，比如像德国，像是波兰这种地方。
And the only change is from the national church to no religion. From national church to no religion, no affiliation.
他们唯一的分别就是，或者是从国家的宗教，或者是就是没有宗教。
So we still are waiting. Any other question, please?
Yes. Peter Berger and Grace Daly both wrote Secular Europe and Religious America. Can you make some comment on that book?
Yes.
I asked him to translate his own.
Yes.
Question.
Can you also for your colleagues in Chinese?
Peter Berger and Grace Daly published a book.
I think it's a very good book. It's written by three, actually, Peter Berger, Grace Derby, and Effie Focas. Each of them writes different chapters. But it's an attempt precisely to explain the fact that America is so religious and that Europe is so secular, and why.
这本书要说就是为什么美国是这么高宗教性，欧洲是这么没有宗教性。
And in general, I agree with the theory.
基本上我同意他们的理论。
I wrote, if you have seen the English book, I wrote in the back, my name appears basically selling the book. But I hope to present a better theory on Wednesday and Thursday. No, I mean, just a slight... I will say where my own position diverses is a little different from theirs. Yes. Mm-hmm. More. I know those are very dense concepts. Because these concepts precisely are developed from the Western European experience. They are not easily translatable. We will see, for instance, how the category of denomination, which is an American invention to say religious denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Anglican, Catholic, Jew, those are religious denominations in America. But this concept cannot be translated into any other European language because they have not the experience. Denomination simply means the name you give to different similar things. In most European languages, denomination is used for money. $5 bill, $10 bill, 15 denomination, 5, 10, 15. Those are denominations in most European languages, not religion. They translate it as confession, which is totally different than denomination. So it's we have to be aware of how contextualized and how historical these categories are. Okay. Please.
Well, as you mentioned in your lecture that we should abandon the two theories, and one for Europe and another for the American, that they are generalized to be universal. Therefore, so far there's no replacement for those theories. And my question is, there's always limitations in one paradigm, in one theory model. So it is impossible for one model in the field of sociology to explain everything in the world.
Yes.
So what do you think is the boundary of one theory that can cover as possible, as much as possible?
Yes.
我问就是那个没有一种那个理论是可以解释世界上所有的概括所有的事物和包含所有的地区刚才那个教授也讲就是解释欧洲和解释美国这两种理论都有其局限都应该被抛弃但是我想问的就是如果没有一种理论可以解释所有事情的话那么这个理论它应该有一个范围那这个就是教授您认为那个范围应该是多大
Well, this is a very, very important and a very good question. It's a general methodological issue, which kind of science, sociology or social science is. What is the model of science? I didn't say to abandon the theories. I said to abandon the general claims of the theories. It is a generalization from a particular historical model or process. It is a generalization of a particular historical case.
This is
and each of them can be used as hypotheses to be tested elsewhere.
每一个人都可以把它修正化，用它来那个代表其他的。It
is the assumption that either one or the other has to be true, which is not necessarily so.
如果我们假设不是一就是二的话，这种假设不是对的，是不对的。
There are two problems with the theory. One, that it is still based on theories of society which are national societies.
这个理论，particular
America, Europe, or Germany, France, instead of seeing global historical developments also as one general development.
如果说我们认为只有两个，或是美国或是欧洲的话，这个情况不对的，我们应该看到是整个全球的一个状况。
Theories of modernization assume that some society is the model, and then other societies repeat the model.
那刚才这个理论，它的假设说，有一个社会它的情况是一个标准，然后其他的地方都是比照这个标准来发展。
It is better to see modernization as a global historical processes in which all societies are related with one another in different ways.
我想我们一个不同的比较好的看法是说，把现代化这个现象看成是一个全球同时发生，但是在每一个地区，它各自的一个现象出现的这种情况。No
need to abandon the theory of secularization. It's still useful as one analytical reconstruction. It's a theoretical analytical reconstruction of a particular process, and then as an analytical framework for open comparative research to see how all religions are transformed by modern secular differentiation.
所以我们在这里是可以看到说它的作用是我们可以用这个来重建一个理论，重建这个欧洲社会变迁的这种理论性的一个重建。另外一个是我们可以建设这么一个框架，这个框架可以用来研究一个比较开放的、比较研究的计划。那么从这个呢，我们可以导致现代世俗化、分化的现代条件之下，所有的世界宗教他们的历史变迁、它的结果应该是施政性的、开放的，而不是由一个理论来设定。But
precisely similar processes of modern secular differentiation in Europe and in America have very different results.
这个也就是可以说，在欧洲和在美国，他们的结果是非常不同的，他们现代化的结果很不同。So
most likely the same process elsewhere in China, in India, in Muslim countries will have also other. If within the West, similar process of secular differentiation have such different results, one can expect equally different results elsewhere.
如果说我们在欧洲内部就看到这么多不同的结果，那么在全世界各地，包括中国和其他的亚洲国家在内的话，那么它的分歧它的不同就更大。So
the proposal is not to abandon theory for the sake of historical narrative. We need to be to contextualize historically our theories, but not to abandon theory. We need theories. We need generalizations. Otherwise, you have simply historical narratives. You tell stories of different places, but we need to be aware how also historically contextualized these general theories are.
Okay,
this is where we were.
刚才我们在这张上面。
So you remember I was presenting the theory of the definition of the situation, self-fulfilling prophecy, the fact that in Europe everybody takes those things as normal, including the main religious institutions. I studied myself theology in Germany, in Austria, in the 60s and 70s, and all priests, theologians, had accepted the basic premises of the theory of secularization.
那么那个时候，在我们主流的那个，我学习的是神学和其他的哲学。那个时候，这个是一般主流的宗教团体，大家都接受的一个事实，都接受的一个情况。And
Bruce is correct when he implies that what he calls the secularization of demand, not only supply but demand, there is a secularization of demand which imposes almost insurmountable constraints to supply siders. Both two unsuccessful religious entrepreneurs supplying supernatural compensators for which there appears to be no need in Europe. So the fact that there is no religious growth in Europe, even when there is the regulation, because there is no demand for religion in Europe, and therefore also constraints to supply side theories of religious economies. Okay.
Next one?
Yeah. I think that the premise of a constant demand for supernatural compensator, which is Radney Stark's theory, is non-historical, non-sociological, and flies in the face of European facts. So is also the notion that one only needs to liberalize religious markets in order to generate supply, competitive pluralism, and religious growth. It may happen, but it may also not happen. It is instructive to return to Bruce's explanation of the Polish and Irish exceptions. He says, generally, modernity undermines religion except when it, religion, finds some major social role to play or work to do other than relating individuals to supernatural powers. The proposition is paradoxical in that Bruce seems to share with his opponents, the supply-siders, the same definition of religion. Let's go back. Assumption that the essence or primary function of religion is to offer salvation or supernatural goods to the individual, but both draw radically different conclusions from the same premise. For Bruce, it is this very function of individual supernatural mediation which cannot withstand the corrosive forces of modernization. For Radney Stark, he shares the definition of religion, but insists that only the proper discharging of this function, namely under open religious markets, makes religion immune to forces of secularization. In the long term, he thinks, supernatural compensators will always prove superior to any secular equivalent due to their unfalsifiability. But at times, for Bruce, at times, religions can also assume the additional, apparently non-essential function of societal integration of imagined communities, that is, collective identity formation, particularly in conflictive situations, ethnic national identity. Surprising, even ironic, is that what appears for Bruce as additional non-essential work is precisely what Durkheim's sociological theory of religion defines as the essence of religion. We can move a little. So Bruce's explanation of Polish exceptionalism is almost identical to Gellner's explanation of Islamic exceptionalism. Apparently, in both cases, religion becomes immune to secularization by serving as carrier of nationalism. But what is so exceptional about this? Similar fusions of religion and nationalism appeared throughout modern European history and throughout the world today. One could invert the perspective, see the Irish and Polish cases as confirmation of Durkheim's definition of religion, and ask the opposite. Why have other churches in Western Europe lost the ability to function precisely as churches? This is the definition of Durkheim, if you remember, which unite individuals into a single moral community and serve to create and recreate the bonds of social solidarity. This is precisely Durkheim's definition of religion.